in New Orleans.
Is that for real?
Something like that. It was like Louisiana or something. My dad, because, you know, they don't really talk about shit. But my dad was like...
That's incredible.
He was like, yeah, he had, you know, I don't know. And he would, like, bring him around sometimes. And he was trying to get us all to, like, be friends. And he's like, yeah,
these respect.
Are, he's like, these are just some friends of mine.
Who look
from,
like
from
me.
Out of town. Yeah, and he's
who
like,
look half like me and half like a Creole woman.
Yeah, right. And he's like, and they're much younger than him. And it's like...
yeah, my friends. Yeah. Damn, respect for that move, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Damn.
This shit rocks.
Let's get secret families. Because here's the thing. I want to live this lifestyle.
Yeah.
But then I want to go somewhere, see my kids for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, catch me if you can, dude.
Catch me if you can would be awesome. Did he have a fake family?
I don't know.
Yeah, but they can catch me.
I literally just watched the movie 2 days ago.
I know.
Ago.
We were watching it on one of the episodes.
And I don't remember what he did.
Yeah.
I think he wrote checks.
Yeah, he did write checks. Mm-hmm. He got pussy for sure.
I saw Uncut Gems last night.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, did you see it?
I loved it.
I thought it was good.
Yeah.
But definitely not as good as Adam is pretending it is.
Maybe, yeah. Adam's probably trying to become friends with the Safdie brothers, if I had a guess.
You think that's his move?
Probably, of course.
I don't know. Does this sound weird?
You do sound a little tinny. Yeah, you do sound.
Does that? No. Man.
Still the same.
These fucking cables.
We got to get higher quality cables, bro.
I got these.
We
got
to get whatever Aerosmith uses.
I got these specifically because the guy was like, oh, these are the best ones.
Really?
Yeah. He was like, they got like quad shielding.
You've been bamboozled, brother. You've been led astray by this motherfucker at B&H.
Yeah. Does that work?
It's
still fucked up.
I think you sound a little better.
It's like that weird like tin like.
Yeah, you sound like you're in a fucking phone booth.
Yeah,
but
I don't know, man. This is it's really fucking annoying.
It's a cool effect. That's me. I'm coming in loud.
Yeah.
Care. I don't care if it's a children's book. I don't care if it's a limerick. Scrawled on a truck stop wall. If it's Dean Koontz, it's for this guy.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, we don't do YA because we are OA. We're doing synchronized dance steps right now.
That's right. We are Original Angels, and coincidentally, we've just been canceled.
Oh, there's not going to be a third season?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's true.
K-O-P-L.
If you work for K-O-P-L, fuck you. Suck our hogs.
Yeah. I mean, they have, like, fucking high ratings. I have no fucking... I don't know. All right, I guess I gotta just fucking ignore this
Sorry, man. Power through.
Anyways, yeah, it wasn't as good as Adam.
I really liked it. I mean, I thought it was like, a fucking... They're so good. The Safdies are really good at fucking, like, making you nervous.
That's the thing. I thought going into it, I wasn't gonna like it because it was gonna give me too much anxiety.
Yeah.
But...
There's like 4 or 5 different panic attacks in that movie, and they kept getting bigger and bigger.
It didn't do it for me, and it doesn't do it because there's like too much.
It's weird. He first starts touching things and getting psychic messages.
That it's like, well, this guy's never really in danger. You know, where he like places that fucking bet. And
yeah, but that's
hits,
what he thinks.
He hits the first bet, and then that's...
Oh, that moment when it doesn't go?
When he's... Well, no, it does go. They're originally...
Doesn't go. They stopped the bet.
They stopped the bet, yeah. But he did win. So it's like...
No, but he didn't, though.
He didn't.
It's even
because,
crueler.
He didn't because they stopped the bet, but it abates the anxiety because they're...
Reading kind of stupid prose, and it's very enjoyable. Plus, there's always magic dogs, which rules.
Yeah, that extraordinarily rules. I was actually caught off guard by it. I'd been hoping for it, but he held out.
Fight as well. So, Collision,
yeah.
You have 60 seconds to drop some knowledge on these folks at home. Are you ready?
I'm ready to saddle up. I've adjusted
it's
my
not,
cowboy
it's,
hat with one
it's
finger
not,
to confront a mugger who's about to kick his ass until he's saved by, can you believe it, record scratch? A beautiful girl infects minds and makes them evil. Eventually, the parasite infects his grandma, so he shoots her dead, then goes back in time to save Portia, which creates another him that lives happily ever after with Portia.
And he tells her it's over, but she doesn't want to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to go place a big-ass bet for him.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I'm the guy at the end with the hotel room.
That guy rules
also.
That
guy's me. Listen, I got to take a shower, all right? I'm all messed up. I'm I'm going to go take a shower. And I got you. The door rings. I got friends coming over. I also got food coming. So yeah. No matter what it is, just open it and answer the door. Okay, baby?
That guy. Yeah, dude, that's all worth it for that guy. Because just lying to his friends about fucking her.
Yeah.
She's going to. He doesn't need to fuck her. Right. His dick is so. It's like, you know, when there's like
a
strain.
He's a gay man.
Well, you know, when there's a strain of like antibiotics that are resistant.
Yeah.
Or a strain of virus that are resistant to antibiotics. Mm-hmm. That's his dick with dick pills. It's over.
Yeah.
He's completely mashed his penis with every kind of treatment to get you hard. That's not happening anymore.
Mm-hmm.
All he has left is his friends thinking he's fucked hot girls.
When the pills stop working for me, I'm going wires.
I'm gonna do the Reebok pump on one of my nuts.
I'm doing like some Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Oh, okay, I see. Yeah. You're gonna be playing the flute,
yeah,
while you're getting sucked off.
Yeah, just my dick flying through a temple. just being pulled by wires around.
I respect that.
Yeah.
No, I want the Reebok pump. I want to go on my left nut. And it'll get my dick so hard.
That'd be pretty tight.
There was an old German guy in Greece who had one of those.
Yeah, he would go around town.
He wouldn't inflate his cock, but he would talk about how nice it was. How much he would enjoy it.
Does that sound better?
Well, yeah, it actually does.
Maybe it's the wind guard?
I don't think so.
Maybe it like creates like an echo inside the wind guard?
Shit. Do you have the finest top quality ass wind guards?
Maybe that was it the whole time. Sound better? I can't fucking tell anyone.
Nah, whatever, man. Who gives a fuck?
I do, because I'm like, I have a fucking fixation.
I see. It sounds better, I think.
That sounds better.
That does actually sound better.
That sounds better?
I think so. You just can't breathe into it? Fuck.
Yeah. He didn't get the job because he breathes weird. Just working a call center and just being like, thanks for calling AT&T. Can I get your customer subscriber number? Okay, Mr. Edwards, give me 1 second. I'm going to pull up your account here.
So I see. So the thing is, you're locked out of your email.
Yeah, you got to just pull it back a little bit. You know, okay, so it's okay, we got your account up here, and it looks like you did call in about this earlier. Something about your service dropping out in the afternoons. And let me just do a quick test on your line to make sure that there's no physical problems that we just need to send a tech out for. So that'll take 2 seconds here.
Word. And if I saw a young white guy doing something like that, I would be like,
yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
I'm getting the hang of that one now.
So if anybody listening works in a call center, you want to try that one out. You can try that one
off very, very hard.
Yeah, I don't think Deed Coots knows what stunting is.
I could not agree with you more. I'm not 1,000% convinced he knows.
Sorry about that. I'm breathe. That's how I breathe.
I understand.
This is how I breathe.
Dude, although Training Day, as fucking, panic-inducing as it is, I know that you're saying, like, Uncut is away
from reality.
The
trailer alone fucked me up for Uncut Gems when I first saw it. I was like, I can't see this movie.
I thought it was going to be a lot more, it was more peaks and valleys than it was, like, one straight peak, you know, just one giant fucking build-up. The way kind of, you know, I really like Good Time, though, the Robert Pattinson one where they have Greek dirtbags playing it. But it was more like peaks and valleys of like, you can relax for a second here, which is probably what a gambler's life is like.
A funny emotion I had after seeing it when I woke up this morning was like, I want to go to Midtown to see the Jews. I want to see the Jews from the movie.
Just taking pictures. They're out there. They went to my favorite jewelry spot, Popular Jewelry, I got my chain and ring.
It's like when
ring.
You go, like I saw Ford versus Ferrari and you're like, man, I want to go to like a car museum.
Yeah, exactly. Cars. Totally.
After Uncut Gems, I'm like,
no author.
I have a slightly different theory about how those pages.
Actually, it seems like those are just guys that work in the store.
I know, but that's what I mean. Is like those are regular ass guys, and he actually had to have a real moment with Sandler where it's clearly going downhill, and he's like, "Is everything okay?" He's literally worried his boy is about to get got.
Yeah. Worried to the extent that he's just going to be like, "Are you okay?" Anyways, I'm going to sell this ring. Anyway.
No, that's the game, dude.
Mm-hmm.
It's the game.
Yeah,
you know how the fuck. It's the same thing. It's the Jewish mafia.
Mm-hmm.
being into, you know, pawning.
It is funny that that Italian
that
guy.
Thing of
this where Porsche makes like
beer can.
Would you like to explain this by means of brandy bottles multiplying and that favorite teenaged beverage, brandy and coffee?
Yeah. Brandy.
The dog then comes into the room, looks at him with luminous eyes, and this is how he goes back in time and creates a new himself who gets, as I said earlier, to live forever with Portia. Nilly, it seemed to be more sort of specific and possibly controlled by Portia. I don't get it. But also, I don't particularly care.
Yeah, me neither. I will say this. To me, I think the gold standard...
Having the money to pay people back. You know what I mean?
Because he's about to be the man, dude. He's about to make the big bet.
But the thing that happened at the beginning is like, it's like he always knew he was having that rock coming.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like the rock, that was the other thing too.
That's probably why he wasn't worried though.
The through line the entire time is that he always has the money to fucking pay off this bet. He always has it. Even it's like they should reveal at one point that he can just go to his fucking stepdad who will just give him $250,000. And then he's like, all right, you need to take my $250,000. And he's like, I have to pay the 40% on it. He's like, that's $38,000.
Well, I think the thing is it seems like he's going to be fine, but that's how he never allows that to happen because he's always going to ask for a little more. He's always going to try and actually go over on everybody. Mm-hmm. And that's like his fucking problem. It's like, yeah, he would have been fine. The movie should have just ended in the beginning where
he just
pays
him back.
But
there's no point where he ever doesn't actually have the money. You know what I mean? There's no point where he's like, he can't pay these things off.
There is a point where he doesn't have the rock. He doesn't have, he's placed the bets.
He doesn't have the rock. It's like, maybe he won't get the ring back, but that's never even like, you know, it's not like he goes there and they're like, we already got rid of the ring. You said you'd come in on Friday. It's like, he just still has it. And then he swaps it out and there's no fucking problem. And then they blow the auction and KG is immediately like, yeah, I'll still buy it for the same price that it was.
No, 10,000 less.
10,000 less for the percentage that goes to whoever.
Right.
You know, but it's like, there's no, like, any of the moments for, like, where there could be, like, real anxiety, just they dissipate immediately.
I don't know. He seems in trouble when they fucking shake him down into fucking... He doesn't think that he's in trouble because it's his boy Arno or whatever the fuck. But, all you know, you have the mobster element. It's like, there's just enough going on where you're like, is he all right? Is he not all right?
It's also, who are those two other guys that look like...